At this meeting, we finally saw some information in a very, very large study of over 10,000 people around the world in whom we're monitoring, do these side effects, do these cholesterol and lipid changes on these drugs, do they matter? And in the first look at the largest study ever attempted to answer this question, it does look like there's a hint of an answer that yes, it might matter. In this study called the DAD study, it's a study that actually is looking at people who are enrolled in various studies all around the world in this one data set that takes everybody's study and just looks at it all together. And what they're seeing is a small but real risk in the increased risk of heart attacks in at least some of the meds that we're talking about using to treat. But let's put it in perspective, because in addition to that small risk, the organizers and authors of other presentations put that risk into perspective. And when we put it into perspective in terms of what increases risks of heart attacks and strokes, what we find is that the biggest impact on those issues is smoking. Smoking and tobacco clearly is the number one problem in terms of those issues. Number two side effect, blood pressure. Get your blood pressure controlled. If you've got that, go on a blood pressure medicine. Get it controlled. Diabetes, exercise, all contribute. After all those things are taken into account, these drugs might matter. But the contribution of these drugs, while real, is relatively small. So that the risk of somebody, for example, who smokes and who has blood pressure problems, can decrease their risk from astronomical to very low by just addressing those. The risk on the protease inhibitors are real, but the risk might go from 7% risk to 6% risk of a heart attack by making some adjustments in those values. And so putting it in perspective, it looks like it's a question of where the priorities are. We can certainly tweak the drugs and treat the lipids and change the cholesterol and do a lot of stuff, but if you're smoking and if your blood pressure is a little high, that's where the action is. So for those of you who are still smoking, reconsider.